for a singer, and suddenly I woke up probably yesterday morning and I couldn't feel them anymore. I can't feel them. So I probably still have to be a little bit careful. God, you know, God doesn't, he wants us to take care of our bodies, but the fact that I can't feel them is just a miracle. Considering I had two of these last week, one in Warwick and one in Crow's Nest, and so it was a big week, and I did this whole, you know, an hour at each place, so theoretically my nodules should be bigger, but they've almost disappeared. So I think that's a miracle. Just a couple of house... Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Lord. I just said thank you, Lord. I was on the floor one day playing with my dog, Millie, when I had these. And so I was flat out on the floor and I thought, this is like being prostate, isn't it, on the floor? So I just prayed on the floor and I said, God, I can't fix this on my own and I don't know what's going to happen. Can you please do something about these nodules that I'm feeling? And, all the prayers, I really believe it was prayer that brought me through. Yeah. So in terms of the speaker, it's a new speaker, had to get a new one. So if you have troubles with your hearing aid or, you know, the noise or whatever, I do have to play it at a certain level to get the notes out. And so if you have trouble, just move to the back or turn your hearing aid down or take them out altogether because you'll probably be able to hear it anyway. So that's one thing. And also, like I said at last time here, I'm not a teacher of the Bible. So I don't know all the ins and outs like good old Bruce Edwards. He would have picked me up on a lot of things, I think. I just have a simple faith, and that's what I try to inject into these presentations. So I never call it a concert or a performance. I call it a gospel musical presentation where I sing about the gospel and I speak about the gospel. And Alan Jackson sings a song. It's all about 9/11. Where Were You? It's called. Yeah. And I love the words that he says. He says, I'm just a singer of simple songs. I'm not a real political man. I watch CNN, but I'm not sure I can tell you the difference between Iraq and Iran. But I know Jesus and I talk to God and I remember this from when I was young. Faith, hope and love are some good things he gave us and the greatest is love. So I really, really love that. And I just spoke to my heart. That's what I do. I'm just a singer of songs. So being near Christmas, I know it's a month away. But everything's out, isn't it? All the ads on TV, buy our plum pudding and buy this and buy that. And so I'm just doing a Christmas-themed presentation today. And, of course, I'd like to start off with some carols that you all know and I expect that you would all like to sing along to, but don't feel you have to. I have videos that I've created for each song, as you know. And sing along if you'd like, at the top of your voice if you like. You can drown me out, that'd be a good thing. So it's a medley of five carols. Here we go. It starts with... Sorry. Starts with Silent Night. Oh, Songs you won't know so much, but they're very easy to catch along to, and they relate to Christmas and the story of Christmas. Yes, last year, I didn't do it here because I don't think I did Christmas here last year. I played a particular video of an ice skater, and he skated to the song O Holy Night. He's a Christian, and he actually worked for the Billy Graham Association at one stage. And he's a very committed Christian. He won a silver medal at the 1992 Winter Olympics for his ice skating. And there was something drastic happened to him in April 2015. He's in his 60s now, 61 or something. He was running with a group, you know, like to keep fit. Skaters, they like to keep fit. And his heart stopped beating. And he was given CPR. That didn't work. And then the paramedics came and they tried the shock treatment on him. That didn't work. And so then they gave him a shot of adrenaline directly into his heart. And that's when it started beating again. But he didn't have a beat in his heart for 10 minutes. And so it's very unusual for somebody to come back without brain damage after having not a heartbeat for 10 minutes. They took him to hospital and put him in an induced coma and cooled his body right down. Apparently that's what they have to do. And his wife, who is a woman of deep faith, sat beside his bedside and prayed the whole time that he would come out of that coma without any brain damage. And she said she felt God's presence in the room. And sure enough, he came out of the coma 48 hours later, absolutely no brain damage at all. And so God healed him completely from whatever it is. He's now got a pacemaker, and they replaced his aortic valve. But he's probably got to be careful, a bit like me, you know. You can have a miracle, but God expects you to do your bit as well. And he calls this particular song, which I'll play, it's him skating to the song, O Holy Night, and he calls it Praise Skating. I'd never heard of it before, and I just couldn't imagine how can you worship and praise God when you skate. You know, that's just beyond my comprehension. But then I saw this, and it gets me every time I see it. So I'm going to squat down here, and you won't see the tears in my eyes. And here he is. His name is Paul Wiley, and it's O Holy Night. To the song.
It is the night of the dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till the abyss and the soul felt its worth.
He showed the love of God just in his skating. He told the story of Christmas just in his skating. And no matter what we go through in life, what all of us want is to be loved, isn't it? We just want to be loved. And Christmas is all about love. And this next song talks about love, the boundless love that Jesus has for us. No matter who we are or what we've done, it's not a religious kind of love, it's a relational love. He desires a relationship with us where we spend time with him every day, reading his word, praying to him and listening for what he might say to us. A boundless love. It has no limits. All is calm and all is bright everywhere within your heart tonight. They're singing carols of joy and peace, but you feel too far gone, too far out of reach. Somewhere in your silent night, heaven hears the song your broken heart has cried. Hope is here, just lift your head, for love has come to find you somewhere in your silent night. From heaven's height to manger low, there is no distance the Prince of Peace won't go. From manger low to Calvary's hill, when your pain runs deep, his love runs deeper still. He has always loved you, child, and he always will. Somewhere in your silent night, heaven hears the song your broken heart has cried. Hope is here, just lift your head, for love has come to find you somewhere in your silent night. Lift your head, lift your heart. Emmanuel will meet you where you are. He knows your worth. He knows your name. You're the very reason that he came. Somewhere in your silent night, heaven hears the song your broken heart has cried. Hope is here, just lift your head, for love has come to find you somewhere in your silent night. Love will find you. He will find you no matter what has broken your heart. And sometimes at Christmas, that's when you feel it the most, don't you? You see the empty seats at the table. You know, my table, I don't have Gary anymore because he passed away in December 22. And Mum doesn't have Dad anymore. He passed away in May 23. And I'm sure many of you have people in your family who are no longer there. They don't have the seat at the table at Christmas. And sometimes, you know, if it's the first Christmas, it's really hard. It's really hard to do. This next song is called Christmas in Heaven. And it's meant to lift your spirits because You know, when we think about, we don't have them, but Jesus has them. And they spend Christmas in heaven.
The lights are in the window, the night is calm and still. I set a place beside me, though I know you never will. The carols softly tremble through the quiet of the room, and all I want this Christmas is a moment close to you. So I lift a simple prayer, hoping you can hear me. Are you warm this Christmas in the arms of heaven's light? Do the angels sing beside you as the stars rise through the night? If the Lord is standing with you, tell him I said thank you too, for holding you this Christmas the way I wish that I. There's a quiet in my chest, a space that felt like winter from the moment you found rest. So tonight I close my eyes, sending love across the skies. Are you warm this Christmas in the arms of heaven?
A lot of comfort in that, isn't there? Because sometimes when you lose someone, you think they're gone forever, but then you've got to remember that if they were a follower of the Lord, then they're in the arms of Jesus. And that's so much so much better than your Christmas pudding, isn't it? Oh, you know, he has a boundless love for us all. And you know, Christmas can be a very difficult time for some, but it's always a time of joy remembering the birth of Jesus, our Lord and Saviour, who came and gave us boundless love.
There is not a mother, sister, friend or brother who loves the way that Jesus can. He proved His love for me when He died on Calvary. He gave His life for fallen man.
His love
is a boundless love, and it reaches down and touches me.
His love
is a nameless love that will last through all eternity. Jesus wants to love you. There is none above you. You are precious in His sight. He will never fail you when the doubts assail you. He'll be with you day and night.
His love
is a boundless love, and it reaches down and touches me.
Imagine coming from glory and all just, you know, everything was just so beautiful up there, and to come down to this earth and to go through what Jesus went through. The shepherds were in the field that night watching over their sheep. They were the lowliest of the low in society. They weren't allowed to go in the synagogues because they probably smelled of sheep, I suppose. I don't know how many baths they had, but anyway, I can't imagine there were too many. And the shepherds were in the field watching over their sheep, and suddenly there appeared an angel who said in Luke 2, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you this day is born in the city of David a Saviour, who is Christ the Lord." And the message there was that there is nothing to fear, because a Saviour has been born. But just imagine if a big angel appeared in the sky and you're just counting your sheep, minding your own business, and suddenly this angel appears in a blaze of light. It would be scary, wouldn't it? I worked on this song last night, so this is the first time I was singing it. So please excuse me if I miss a few things, but I just really felt to play it. It's called Fear Not.
Shepherds in the field watching by night, when an angel of the Lord appeared with great light. They were so afraid what this moment would bring, like this messenger of God had good news to sing. Good news to sing. Fear not, I bring to you glad tidings of joy. Behold, in Bethlehem, a sweet baby boy, sent down from heaven, hallelujah, He's Lord. Fear not, I bring to you glad tidings of joy. You have come home since that dark night, but this troubled world of ours could still use a light. Christians need to let them know the Savior has come. Jesus Christ has conquered fear. Let's tell everyone, hear not, I bring to you glad tidings of joy. Behold in Bethlehem a sweet baby boy, sent down from heaven, hallelujah, He's Lord. Hear not, I bring to you glad tidings of joy. Hear not, I bring to you
Hallelujah is Lord. Delight I bring to you, glad tidings of joy. Delight I bring to you, glad tidings of joy. Behold in Bethlehem, a sweet baby boy. Saints down from heaven, Hallelujah is Lord. Delight I bring to you, glad tidings of joy. Delight I bring to you, glad tidings of joy. Behold in Bethlehem, a sweet baby boy. Saints down from heaven, Hallelujah is Lord.
That's a good song for the shepherds, isn't it? Fear not, for I am with you.
Good one for all of us.
That's what we need to remember, don't we? That he's always with us. We can go through the most terrible of circumstances, but he's with us all the way. And we receive our comfort from the Holy Spirit who lives inside us. After Jesus was born, some people think it was, you know, straight away, but other people think it could have been weeks later. We don't really know. But after Jesus was born, three wise men from the east saw a star in the sky and knew that a king had been born. How would you... There's a star. Oh, a king's been born. I mean, it's not natural, is it? It's a supernatural knowledge that was given to them. So they gathered up all of their gold and frankincense and myrrh, really expensive things.
It still is.
And off they went following the star to where Jesus lay. The beautiful star of Bethlehem. Mm-hmm. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shining afar through shadows dim, giving the light for those who long have gone. Guiding the wise men on their way unto the place where Jesus lay. Beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on. Oh, beautiful star.
Oh.
have come to worship him. And that's what we're doing here today, aren't we? Worshiping him and remembering the day, the night that he was born in such humble circumstances. But I'm really looking forward to the next coming when he comes in a cloud of glory, riding a horse with the King of Kings and Lord of Lords written on his side. And every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Christmas is a time of celebration of the birth of Christ, but it's so much more than that, isn't it? And this next little video clip has people talking about the meaning of Christmas. It's called Broken Silence.
Emmanuel.
Just hang on, I put it in last night. Broken Silence, there it is, sorry.
Silence. Waiting, wanting, expecting, hoping. An endless silence finally broken by the most beautiful words spoken. Behold, I bring to you a good news of great joy, which will be for all the people of the earth. See, Christmas is more than a story of a baby born in a manger. It's more than a poor fiancé engaged to a humble virgin teenager. It's more than the lights, the garnished trees, the gifts, the treats, the jingles, and the bells which towards the year ring. It's more than the narrative of the nativity scene, where we see the wise men bow to this baby boy. Instead, Christmas is about the coming of the Messiah. It's the fulfillment of all the Old Testament promises, the promise that God would one day raise the sins of all those who believe. For this baby born outside of the circles of power was God embodying humanity. This baby born in a manger to this virgin teenager is no ordinary. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, leaving behind the endless glory of his throne, appearing in a stable all alone. Love on display like never before, and this love has a name, Jesus. He is our Redeemer, the promise keeper, life giver, way maker, miracle worker, the hope of the ages, light of the world. And he was given a name long before his birth. Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, Emmanuel, God with us.
Yeah, it's much more than his birth, isn't it? It's what he came to earth for, to rescue us from our sins. Sorry, that wasn't in the right spot. I have to fix that up for next time. I only put that in last night, but, you know, my head gets in a bit of a muddle sometimes. Do you know what that's like? Does your head get in a muddle? Yeah, I don't know. Millie must have interrupted me. It's her fault. It's her fault. So Revelation 4:11 says, "Worthy are you, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honour and power. For you created all things, and by your will they exist and came to be." He is worthy of it all.
You deserve the glory.
But you know, the question we all have to ask ourselves at one time, at some time during our lives, and maybe more than one time, is whether we're going to make room for Jesus. You know, we can easily get caught up in the humdrum of everyday life, can't we? And Jesus sort of gets pushed a little bit back into not quite top priority because we've got all this other stuff to do. And even we can do that in church, you know, we get involved in so many different things and we've got to get it right and, you know, we have to do this, that and everything else. And sometimes Jesus just gets pushed back a little bit more and a little bit more. We have to decide whether we're going to make room for God to write his story in us. Storm found no place at the keeper's door. It was for this a child was born, to save a world so cold and hollow. The sleeping town, it did not know that lying in a manger low, a Savior King who had no home has come to heal our sorrows. Is there room in your heart? Is there room in your heart? Is there room in your heart for God to write His story? Shepherds counting sheep at night, do not fear the glory light. You are precious in His sight. God has come to raise the lowly. Is there room in your heart? Is there room in your heart? Is there room in your heart for God to write His story? You can come as you are. It may set you apart when you make room in your heart and trade your dreams for His glory. Make room in your heart. Make room in your heart. Mother holds the promise tight. Every wrong will be made right. The road is straight and the burden's light. For in His hands He holds tomorrow. Is there room in your heart? Is there room in your heart? Is there room in your heart for God to write His story? You can come as you are. It may set you apart when you make room in your heart and trade your dreams for His glory. Make room in your heart. Make room in your heart. Make room in your heart. Make room. That slide, life is short and eternity is forever. And so our life here is like 10 minutes compared to eternity, which is forever. We cannot comprehend forever. But these 10 minutes on earth that we spend, it's up to us. We have our own self-will. God does not force anything on us. And it's up to us. He knocks at the door and we need to let Him in. We need to let Him commit. We need to commit our whole lives to Him, not just a part of it, but our whole life. We need to repent of our sin and confess. And we'll sin again for sure, I know. I've already sinned today, I think. I'll probably sin this afternoon. But, you know, each day I ask the Lord, because He says His mercies are new every morning. And so we can continually confess our sins, and He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And because of what Jesus did on the cross, when He sees us now, He sees Jesus, and that Jesus is our righteousness, and that allows us to one day be with Him in glory. Because if Jesus hadn't done that, I can't imagine what it would have been like in that other spot. Don't like to think about it. But, you know, when you do think about it, you've got family and friends, and that's where they're destined. And that's the truth. There's more about hell in the Bible than there is about heaven. And, you know, it's just scary. It's scary. But, you know, you can only do so much. And when it gets to the point where you cannot do any more, you just pray. Just pray that Holy Spirit would prompt their heart, that someone would come across their life, their pathway of life, and would speak to them about the gospel, and that they would commit their lives to him. Well, Christmas is a time of jubilation, isn't it? And we exchange presents and we come to events like this. And my mother's going to start handing out some bells, because this next song is called Come On Ring Those Bells, and it'll finish us off for today. So we'll give a bit of an early mark. And she hands them out at nursing homes, and the people just ring them all the time. But in actual fact, yeah, just wait for the chorus when I say, come on, ring those bells. And just ring all the bells, okay? Because it says in the Bible, make a joyful noise unto the Lord and clang your cymbals and beat your drums and dance if you want to, like David danced, and he embarrassed his wife, didn't he, because he had the little thing on, probably showed too much, I don't know. I don't know what he did. But yeah, let's make a joyful noise unto the Lord as we finish today. And just remembering that Christmas is a time of jubilation, and there is sad times too, but we are at Christmas, we are meant to celebrate and commemorate the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. Mum always takes a long time to give the bells out.
She's not a spring chicken.
I have to fill it in with some words. Oh, they're all gone. Right. Okay. So this one, Evie Tornquist used to sing it. It's called Come On Ring Those Bells. It's a Christian Christmas song. So when I get to the chorus, I'll tell you when to ring the bells. Don't be like the people in the nursing homes. It doesn't matter anyway. I tell them it doesn't matter. Here we go. Come on.
Everybody likes to take a holiday. Everybody likes to take a rest. Spending time together with the family. Sharing lots of love and happiness. Now, come on, ring the bells like Christmas tree. Jesus is the King, born to you and me. Come on, ring the bells, everybody say. Jesus, we remember this your birthday. Celebrations come because of something new. Celebrations we love to recall. Mary had a baby boy in Bethlehem. The greatest celebration of them all. Ready? Come on, ring those bells like the Christmas tree. Jesus is the King, born to you and me. Come on, ring those bells, everybody say. Jesus, we remember it's your birthday. Come on, ring those bells like the Christmas tree. Jesus is the King, born to you and me. Come on, ring those bells, everybody sing. Jesus, we remember it's your birthday. Come on, ring those bells like the Christmas tree. Jesus is the King, born to you and me. Come on, ring those bells, everybody sing. Jesus, we remember it's your birthday. Jesus, we remember it's your birthday.
Excellent. You did very well. And I love the dancing. Wow. That's a first. The nursing home people don't get up and dance.
We're not quite there yet.
Yeah, you're not quite there yet.
No.
Well, thank you all so much for your attentiveness today. And I hope you did get something out of that. And I hope you have a lovely Christmas. I know it's a month away, but I do hope that you have a lovely time with family and friends. And if you are on your own, well, I still hope that you commune with Jesus and celebrate his birth, because that's what it's all about. And then we get to Easter before we know it. I've already got a booking for Easter. They're getting in well ahead. So thank you all very much. I'll hand back to Judy.